As the summer Arctic shipping season gets underway, a member of a group that formed after the Selandaing IU ran aground a decade ago is calling for more rescue tugs, monitoring, and risk management measures in the Bering Strait and Unimak Pass. In letters to the Coast Guard, Rick Steiner with the Shipping Safety Partnership says the money to address these concerns could come from the $3.5 billion oil spill liability trust fund the Coast Guard has.
It's used almost exclusively for spill response, but we all know that spill response simply doesn't work. So we're arguing that this fund ought to be broken open and used to charter these rescue tug assets during the summer shipping season through the Arctic. And then they could relocate this tug to the Dutch Harbor Unimak Pass area for the winter, which is where the risk increases down there.
The Coast Guard has no deepwater port north of Dutch Harbor, so it has to deploy its assets north seasonally. It has ramped up its presence there over the past three shipping seasons. Before leaving for his new post in D.C., 17th District Commander Rear Admiral Thomas Ostebo visited Dutch Harbor with Senator Mark Begich. Ostebo said the Coast Guard is focused on the Bering Strait and Northern Sea Route. He says response preparation is key, but the U.S. can't govern the Bering Strait.
The Bering Strait is an international strait. Anybody who wants to can go through that. We don't own it. We don't control it. We don't have a toll booth there. We don't manage that. The Northern Sea Route, also an international strait, overseen very heavily by the Russians, obviously. But what I like people to first realize, we don't control this. So all of this is going to happen whether we want to play or not. And our involvement in this, I think, needs to be appropriate for the likelihood of a mishap.
This is a very different Arctic presence for the Coast Guard than what Ed Page remembers from his 30 years of service.
When I was at Coast Guard, we spent no time up there. It's totally off the radar screen.
Page now heads up the Marine Exchange, a Juneau-based vessel tracking organization that has 95 real-time monitoring stations in Alaska. Page says, back in the day, there was none of that.
And if you ask me where the ships were in the Arctic or in Aleutian Islands, I go, well, we'll put a plane up tomorrow, we'll look out the window, and I'll get back to you. Today, the Coast Guard can say, well, I got on my iPhone or my iPad or my desktop computer, I can tell you exactly where the vessels are right now, because through international treaty, International Maritime Organization, has required that all vessels, larger vessels, commercial vessels, have this technology of transponders, much like aircraft have.
The vessel's name, speed, and dimensions are displayed and tracked. Vessels are now required to stay farther offshore. This allows more time to get help if they have engine problems before they run aground. Page says if this system would have been in place when the Selandaing IU had trouble a decade ago, they would have known immediately rather than 19 hours after the vessel lost engines, because it would automatically have triggered an alarm in the operations center. If the vessel doesn't respond, the Marine Exchange notifies the Coast Guard. Page says he appreciates the concerns of Steiner and other environmentalists who want to protect the fragile Arctic ecosystem. But he says although Arctic vessel traffic has increased in the last decade, it's still relatively low compared to other shipping routes. His big concern is with enormous cargo vessels. Ships that are 1,300 feet long, carry thousands of containers, and have 100,000 horsepower engines. If they have trouble in a storm, there's no tug large enough that can help.
Absolutely no tug. It's going to go wherever Mother Nature decides it wants to take that ship. That's a concern I have. You can just watch it unfold, because you can't do anything about it. They're so big.
But Rick Steiner insists there's still a lot more that can and should be done, and he's persisting in urging that the Oil Spill Liability Trust Fund be reprogrammed to include prevention.
The greatest missing link here is the political will to drive the risk as low as possible. I get the sense that the Coast Guard and the state of Alaska and the shipping industry are willing to roll the dice and hope for the best, and just expect that this won't happen on their watch, but what if it does?
Whosever watch it may be, the system has been evolving and will continue to. The Coast Guard hopes to have a voluntary vessel separation scheme in place through the Bering Strait before long, and while congressional funding for more icebreakers may be nowhere in sight, other ice-hardened vessels are being tried. Ed Page says the Coast Guard has not secured funding from Congress to build a vessel tracking network for Alaska, making the Marine Exchange's monitoring program all the more critical for observing who is transiting the vast and remote waters of the Arctic.